my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey friends, welcome to episode 168 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, and this week's show is a recap from the No Love Lost 2 Stride Pro Wrestling event, and gonna talk about everything that happened and what's happening in the future. Stride has three shows coming up in March, looking forward to those. The first three weekends in March, two of those are fundraiser events, and then in April, we also have a big fundraiser coming up in Mount Vernon, and James Ellsworth will be the special guest at that event. That is coming up April 14th. Of course, we'll talk more about that as it gets closer, but let's focus on No Love Lost 2. The night was set up as a, originally we were going to be in our usual location at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. However, some things happened there at the mall once again this month that kept us from being there, so I want to publicly and profusely thank John A. Logan College in Carterville, Illinois, for opening up their multi-purpose gym to us. Barry Hancock, one of the deans over there at John A. Logan, as well as basketball coach Kyle Smith-Peters. Thank you, gentlemen, both so very much, and your crew over there at John A. Logan. They did a great job accommodating us. And we had a great time. It was a great show. It was a good turnout. You know, when you switch venues at the last minute, sometimes you worry if people are going to follow along. And we did. We had a great crowd, some new faces again, family-friendly entertainment. That is what Stride Pro Wrestling really is and why I'm proud to be a part of this company and, you know, the fundraising events that are coming up in the next few weeks as well. The next show, by the way, is at Christopher Grade School in the old gym there. It's a fundraising event for Christopher Grade School, and we'll get to what's going to be happening on that show as we kind of go through No Love Lost 2. And the show started with Sam Hunter making a grim announcement, and that is that Chris Hargis, who was the Legacy champion, just won it in December, has had to vacate that championship. He has injured his back, and right now, none of us know for sure how long he is going to be out, so he has vacated the championship, and Sam announced that the winner of the Stride Cup tournament, which will the finals will happen next month at that event in Christopher, will also become the Legacy champion. So the tournament has become a multi-purpose tournament, being the Legacy championship finale as well as the winner of the first ever Stride Cup. And we'll get to those competitors here in just a moment. Jay Wellington Beauregard also came out and was in butt kisser mode, brought Sam some fish sticks. There's an ongoing joke there of Jay Wells ridiculing Sam Hunter about enjoying fish sticks. But the guest on Striking Your Fancy was Heath Hatton, and Jay Wells came out dressed in Heath Hatton gear. He had on a Heath Hatton t-shirt. He brought Heath Star Wars gifts and a Neil Diamond t-shirt, things that Hatton is a big fan of. However, the last gift is what set Heath off, and that was a DR Party t-shirt and an invitation to join the DR Party. Hatton declined, ended up body slamming Jay Wellington Beauregard and challenging the members of the DR Party to a match later in the show. And Jay Wells went for it and said if Hatton could find a tag team partner and if they could beat four members of the DR Party,
that night that they would get a tag team championship match at the show in Christopher. So Hatton went to the back and looked for a partner, and we'll get to who that man was in just a few minutes. But first, the first semifinal round match of the Stride Cup tournament and the Legacy Championship tournament featured J.D. Wilk battling Jose Magnifico. If you follow the My123Cents blog, which I hope that you do, you've noticed some blogs about J.D. Wilk and his change of attitude. J.D. was a guest on this podcast probably about 6 months or so ago. He has had a major attitude change in that time. He has been injured a couple of times and is frustrated. And I think that his frustrations have led him to do things that you wouldn't normally do. But he tried to pull some pretty underhanded stuff, went to shake some hands of the fans, and then pulled his hand away. And the young fans were particularly disappointed in those actions. But Jose Magnifico brought the crowd up, of course, with his fanfare and the fun that he has getting into the ring. And actually ended up pulling off a victory, ended up beating J.D. Wilk when the mystery man, and I, honestly, folks, the Stride Pro Wrestling general manager, Sam Hunter, no one seems to know what this man's name is. He just appeared during the course of the J.D. Wilk-Jose Magnifico match. It distracted Wilk enough that Magnifico was able to roll up Wilk and score the victory. So that was the first person going to the finals, and that is Jose Magnifico. The second match featured a newcomer to Stride Pro Wrestling, Bo Sawyer, came into town. He is a veteran of indie wrestling, though, in the Midwest, and he teamed up with Frank Wyatt. They took on Aaron Brooks and Joey O'Reilly, and I'll tell you this, the combined weight for Brooks and O'Reilly was not even the weight that Frank Wyatt is on his own. Bo Sawyer, a big guy as well, about 275, and you know, the bigger beastly guys you think would have the advantage here, but they did not end up getting the win, as O'Reilly and Brooks defeated Sawyer and Wyatt. However, the smackdown that they laid on that tag team afterward, and they really put a hurting on Joey O'Reilly. I have not heard from him today as I record this on Sunday, but he was not in very good shape as we helped him from the ring on Saturday night. So myself and Aaron and even referee Lane Austin had to help get Joey out of the ring and back to the locker room. The next match featured our mystery man, Anonymous, for lack of a better name right now, that's what we're calling him. He'd battled Ace Hawkins in the second semifinal round match for the Stride Cup and Legacy Championship. And, you know, very aggressive, very tough, very strong fighter. And he actually ended up getting a victory over Ace Hawkins, which was surprising. Ace Hawkins is well-seasoned and well-decorated around the country and even around the world. He's even wrestled in parts of Europe and in the United Kingdom. So it was surprising to see Anonymous, this mystery man, get the victory. So now it is the final set up. It's going to be he versus Jose Magnifico, and the winner will have not just the Legacy Cup, but that, I'm sorry, the Legacy Championship, but also the Stride Cup. Tony Flood, former Legacy Champion himself, battled the Raging Redneck, and in pretty short order took care of the Redneck, hit him with a beautiful super kick. Tony, by the way, let me borrow his robe. He's got a beautiful handmade robe, very reminiscent of Nature Boy Ric Flair. And I actually wore that with my Ric Flair socks and took a picture for Odd Socks. So if you're on Instagram, check out My123Cents or my personal Instagram and take a look at that picture. I'm getting grief from my family over it, but a lot of people have commented on it, so I appreciate that support. We took a quick intermission and then came back. Roger Mathis, who was seething over last month after he lost by disqualification in his championship rematch against Jay Spade, took it out on referee Lane Austin, as you may remember, delivering an end of days to him, but basically telling Sam Hunter that he wants a title shot. He wants a rematch because Bull Bronson is getting the shot on Saturday night. Well, Sam put him in a Royal Rumble, a Stride Rumble match, very similar to the Royal Rumble, where participants come in every 30 seconds, though. That's the difference there. And the winner of that Rumble, which was going to be set for later in the evening, is going to get the championship match at the Christopher Show, again coming up on Saturday night, March 3rd. Our next match featured the DR Party. That was Dexter Roswell, of course, the leader of that, Aaron Richards, and their partner, Brian Richards. They came out with Jay Wellington Beauregard to prepare for their match against Heath Hatton and his partner. Well, Jay Wells then announced the return of Scott Phoenix, who was who is, I guess, the DR Party uses the Freebird rules when it comes to the tag team championships. He came out, though, wearing the other tag team belt. Dexter Roswell had the other one with him. And, you know, Scott Phoenix has been out for a little while after injuring his hand in a alleged weightlifting accident and then re-aggravated the injury in a shampooing incident. If you don't know who I'm talking about, go check out the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page. Scott Phoenix is the guy who, you know, arguably has the best hair within the Stride Pro Wrestling locker room for sure. So be sure to check that out. Heath Hatton came out and was ready to rumble and ready to go and announced his tag team partner, which was a surprise to a lot of people. His probably biggest rival ever, and if you go back and listen to some of our previous podcast, Heath is one of our more frequent guests here. Heath and Axe Allwirt have had lots of battles, not just here in Stride Pro Wrestling, but in All-American Pro Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Collision. They've battled it out in SICW. You know, virtually every independent promotion in Southern Illinois and beyond, they have battled it out. Well, they've put their differences aside and formed a tag team. And, you know, of course, Axe is still bitter after being booted by Jay Wellington Beauregard and Scott Phoenix, kind of got screwed over in that tag team championship match a few months ago. So now the battle went on, and you know, it was your typical 4-on-2 situation where the DR Party took the advantage every time they got a chance. But it didn't take long for Heath and Axe to find their groove, and it was a pile driver and a spear that ended up putting away members of the DR Party. It was the dual pin where Axe hit his move and Heath hit his move. And now it's going to be for the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships 1 month. And on March the 3rd, that is happening again at the Christopher Grade School in the old gym there. Tag Team Championship match is set. The Legacy Cup finals are set, as well as the Legacy Championship and the Stride Cup. I cannot get that straight. That is set. And now we'll talk about the Stride Rumble match, which will set the championship match. The Rumble, of course, happens. It's new participants entering every 30 seconds. The event began with Tony Flood and Roger Mathis, an unlikely duo, and they kind of spent their 30 seconds eyeballing each other. They never really went after each other and attacked each other. Heath Hatton came out third and, of course, was Fist of Fury and went after his foes there because he has had issues with both Roger Mathis and Tony Flood. Having defeated Tony Flood for the Legacy Championship at one point and then dropping it right back to him. And then, of course, that big TLC match from last year in Pinckneyville saw Hatton drop the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship to Roger Mathis. But the Rumble went on and men entered throughout. I also want to mention real quick and give a shout out to newcomer Cam Manziel. He is a student at the Stride School and got his opportunity to be in the Stride Rumble as well. He looked pretty good out there. He is coming along as his training still goes on, but I did want to give a quick shout out to him as I believe he was very excited to be a part of the Stride Rumble and be a part of the show. So good job out there, Cam, on your efforts. But in the end, and this is where things kind of got tricky, we saw a lot of guys going out at once. Tony Flood was in that mix. However, Tony Flood went through the ropes, not over the top rope, and very meticulously He scooted his way under the ring, and then at the very end, as Heath Hatton was eliminated by Roger Mathis, well, Tony Flood came out from under the ring, the opportunist that he is, and dumped Roger Mathis to the floor. Mathis, of course, was shocked because he thought he had won, not knowing that Tony Flood hadn't been properly eliminated. So now Tony Flood is your new number one contender to the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. He will meet Jay Spade. And if you go back and look at some of the previous Fun Fact Friday blogs on My 123 Cents, Jay Spade and Tony Flood have a very rich history together. They trained together just over a decade ago. So now these two are going to be going at it for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. Tony Flood, a great in-ring technician. He's great on the microphone. Jay Spade, of course, we've talked before about his heart, his drive, his desire, and we'll talk more about that in the main event in just a moment, but Jay Spade has definitely, from his early days in AAPW, I remember him very well, kind of being that guy that was the every man, you know, go-to guy. If you needed something, Jay Spade was there to do it, and he has come a long way, certainly, in beating Roger Mathis for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, and in proving that, you know, you don't always have to be the biggest dog in the fight, but if you have the biggest heart, you're going to win, and Jay Spade proved that, and he proved it also Saturday night in that main event facing Bull Bronson. You know, I mentioned Roger Mathis is a big guy. Roger Mathis goes about 285. Bull Bronson is 400 pounds. He is the biggest man on the Stride Pro Wrestling roster, and he, you know, used that weight and used that height and strength and girth against Jay Spade. Both of these guys, though, fan favorites, so fans were kind of split, although Jay Spade has quite a big following. I want to shout out to John Okerson and his family. They brought the Spade sign. It was a Spade cutout of cardboard and had Jay's name written on it. Very fun, and I know Jay appreciates the support from the fans. But Bull Bronson was just dominant. But as Jay kind of caught his groove and caught his stride and was getting the upper hand, had climbed to the top rope and was going to drop down onto Bull Bronson, well, Roger Mathis got involved. And he threw Jay from the top rope, or knocked him off the top rope. That prompted referee Lane Austin to disqualify Bull Bronson. And then that is when Bull Bronson and Roger Mathis went nose to nose. Bull, of course, upset that his match, his championship opportunity was cost, was taken away from him at the hands of Roger Mathis. And as I had turned around after making the announcement and was getting ready to get things done, because it was the main event, as we mentioned, Mathis comes outside the ring and grabs me and throws me into the ring and was going to. He hoisted me up on his shoulders, and I don't know what he was going to attempt to do, but luckily Bull Bronson made it back into the ring, grabbed my feet, pulled me off, and I appreciate that. But then he and Roger had a little bit of fisticuffs going on there as they scampered and scurried. Roger Mathis, kind of like a scalded dog, as JR would say, back to the back. But the other beautiful thing about this show is the fact that there was someone on hand from John A. Logan College who live streamed the entire event for us. So you can go back if you missed anything from the show, or if you weren't there yourself, go back and take a look on the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page. Of course, there's a link in the write-up here. You can check it out. You can also keep up with future dates and find out. We are working on a guest as well for the fundraiser event in Pinckneyville. I've heard some very big names dropped. Both of the names I've heard so far, WWE Hall of Famers. I'm not going to say who yet because we're going to work out the details and have a big announcement in the very near future on that as well. That show coming up on Saturday, March 17th. But first, March 3rd, we are at Christopher Grade School. It is a fundraiser event there. It's going to be Jay Spade and Tony Flood. It's going to be the DR Party versus Heath Hatton and Axe Allwart for the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships. The Legacy title will be contested, as well as the Legacy, the Stride Cup Finals, I did it again, happening as Jose Magnifico, El Magnifico, from Mexico, Missouri, taking on our anonymous friend. Don't know exactly who he is at this point. Hopefully we get a name and a little bit about him. Those are the three big matches announced so far. We will have plenty more to come again over at my123cents.com or on the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page. So everyone, thanks again so much for tuning in, checking out this week's show. We'll be back next week with a guest, and I appreciate it. Have a great week, and hopefully your team ended up winning the Super Bowl.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.